When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
If you feel there's more to life than iPhones and iPads and mindless consumerism, if you're open to receiving information in all forms in any number of ways, if organized religion, organized political movements, and any kind of collectivism doesn't just quite cut it for you, if you engage in critical thinking, if you think for yourself, if you have peace and love in your heart and Jack Daniels in your bloodstream, if you believe that seriousness is a disease, if you're curious, then come, let us go on a journey together as we explore the outer limits of inner truth.
The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show proudly presents a roundtable discussion with the virtues of the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show, starring Miss Constance Stellis, the astrophenom, globally respected psychic medium, Miss Carrie O'Connor, psychic medium, Miss Lisa Kaza, and angel reader and psychic medium, Miss Laura Lynn. All four of you are gathered today, and we're going to discuss some of the current events that are happening right now, and we wanted to start first with you, Miss Carrie O'Connor. What do you see as far as changes coming to the Earth? Do you feel there's any chance that there's going to be any kind of catastrophic acts of nature or catastrophic acts of mankind or humankind thrusted upon the Earth in the next couple of months?
I see, Ryan, the same one thing about doing predictions is that you're looking at the energy grids and everything can change in a nanosecond. Throughout my life, I've seen where we look like we're about to end it, and all of a sudden we do the 360, and we rotated out of that energy. But that being said, we're in the graduation process, right? This lifetime in particular, we signed up for this gig knowing that we were going out of the what the shaman calls the third dimension, which is connected to time, space, ego, emotional, mental body. And we're going back to the heart. We've been planning and working on this for eons. So this is nothing new. This is written down to our DNA. So as far as any shifts, yes, I see changes and shifts, as I was speaking about before, as far as financial things that are going to be kind of like a repeat or a residual energy that has to do with the market correction in 2008. And then the underneath energy is it's an opportunity for us to heal the Great Depression energy. And if you look at it, on a very wide base, the Great Depression woke people up, right? People went to one extreme or another, where people were jumping off the roofs down to people really waking up. And I always remind people that money is energy, and we have collectively put so many things in money that it defines us, that it's evil, root of all evil, that it, you know, again, defines us. When you remember that money is energy, and we live in an abundant world, and there's an abundance all around us, and it is about balance, and we have gone into a way of everything on credit. There's a real call for us to get back into our own personal balance. Do we buy stuff too much on credit? Are we overextended? It always, to me, everything goes back to homeostasis, balance, and that correction to be felt worldwide. Just look at the economy, the governments which are going around the world, right?
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know, it's unusual, maybe it's unprecedented. And Ms. Laura Lynn, I want to just turn to you for a second and ask you, because you deal a lot with the angelic frequencies, the angelic energies, are there any messages or underlying themes that you are picking up from these angelic beings that are warning humanity to take preparations for, or are they doing anything right now to accelerate the protection of humanity?
It's very poignant right now when you watch the refugees. The way that the borders are opening on these countries, they're just lovingly opening and welcoming these refugees coming in. And this is a real example of what our world is really coming to. And I love how Carrie put the opening of the heart. It is coming to that space now. And some people might come in, you know, or go into it kicking and screaming. And, you know, particularly from this country, because our country is very, the United States does have a little bit of the denser energy as far as, you know, we still have that rugged cowboy mentality. But we, you know, I do believe that we're going to take examples from what we're seeing and hopefully sooner than later globally open up our borders. And eventually it's what's going to happen anyhow through oneness. So the angelic forces are out there in bazillions. Let me make up a new word. Bazillions of angels are with this beautiful force to open up this border energy across the world. And I feel it it's immaculate, and just absolutely the precision of it is pristine and just beautiful. So I'm saying take in that energy. Now the dark energy is going to be the denser, the lower vibration is going to be very angry about it. Let it fly. You know, it's going to duke it out, and eventually the oneness energy is going to win anyhow.
Okay, and I want to pivot to, thank you, Laura, and thank you, Carrie. And I also want to ask Constance, because we've had several conversations about this, but you had done the chart for America. I think you've done that, because I asked you about the chart for America, the chart about the financial markets. And I'm pretty sure I remember you saying that there is a, for the next 2 to 5 years, there's two planetary stellars that
right.
are pulling each other apart. Can you please explain that?
Well,
and
the way I look at the trends that the other virtues are speaking about energetically, say it more crystallized in terms of how the planetary patterns is. It comes to the same thing in many ways. But we had, since 2012 up until last March, we had a dynamic between two planets, Uranus and Pluto, that was kind of exploding the problems, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Uranus energy wants revolution and change and drastic solutions, and it's uncontrollable. And Pluto said, no, deep, profound change in terms of the structure of the, you know, bridges, tunnels, infrastructure, also financial markets, all sorts of things. Now, we hoped at this point that these things would be on the way to a solution. It did not happen. What happened was we picked up the rock and we said, oh, my God, here are all these problems. But they are exposed and they are out for all to see. So that particular pattern has passed, and we now have a new pattern between two other planets, Saturn and Neptune. And Saturn is about reality, structure, deadlines, and delay. And Neptune is two-pronged because it's spiritual enlightenment and spiritual advancement, and it's also illusion. So for those that are tuning in to opening their hearts for the worldwide situation that we can see, that opening borders to people who have nothing is a human good, this is a positive. However, the flip side of Neptune is illusion, as I said, and also religious fanaticism. Mm. And so in the world, we have these two dynamics between reality and fanaticism. Reality will win, but it's tough going getting there at the moment. And even in the kind of work we all do, we constantly are coming against people who, you know, are wishing on a star and say, oh, I just wish this would happen. Could you please tell me, you know, when? Okay, friend, get to work, you know, use Saturn. And the whole Earth has to use Saturn and the limitations, and I mean that in a positive way, not a repressive energy, but the structure of how things work so that we can move on. Speaking about the next few months, I also think the stock market will be rocking and rolling. I don't know if we'll hit the pits as badly as we did in 2008, but it's quite uncontrollable, and it's being manipulated, and that's, you know, kind of not so good, but just hang in there. And I've heard a lot of people tossing the date October 7th around. And it's kind of on the wackier internet sites. So I was poking around astrologically. And I think that it's entirely possible that there will be earthquake or natural phenomenon activity around that date in various places in the earth. I mean, that's kind of not news because it's been ongoing. But these are the kind of events that are meant to get us understanding that the Earth has a voice in what's going on, too, and we all, Earth included, are trying to achieve this balance and homeostasis, as Carrie used that word, which is a good one. So onward for all of us.
Sure. And Miss, thank you so much, Constance. And Miss Lisa Kaza, when we're talking about predictions, I know that you've talked, I think you've made some predictions about nature and things of that nature. Let me say it again. Scott, we've talked to you about predictions. I know you've had a couple of things you talked about earlier. Is there anything that you thought of or predicted earlier this year that you're seeing coming to fruition? And do you see anything that you thought about having a prediction maybe coming true faster than you expected?
Well, I haven't really checked on much of my predictions, not globally speaking. But one thing that I have to say, everybody so far has said everything that I have been talking about, you know, when it comes to the financial state. And what I really like was how Constance said about, you know, the change that's coming for America. Well, it's going to be all of North America, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, power, it's going to be changing hands here in Canada. Canada is actually the only country right now that's technically, like, really in a recession right now, thanks to Harper. Well, Harper's going to be on his way out, and I predict that the NDP, which will be, I think the elections are held next month, in October, around that time, and the NDP will be winning. So for the Canadian listeners out there, that's what I feel who will be getting into office. And the same goes for America. I feel that the Republicans have that's one of the predictions I talked about with you, Ryan, was that the Republicans were going to be taking office this time around. And amidst all that is what Carrie and Laura were also talking about with this fluctuation going on with the markets and the money, and that is going to happen. But what happens is that it's changing, and with change comes chaos, and out of chaos comes positive change. And I do see that. And the trick is for people to remember, when you do see this balancing going back and forth, up and down, to not panic. Don't, because there's this one thing I was predicting earlier this year, was that to watch the housing market, because that was going to be a predictor for what's to come with the financial market that we're talking about, this up and down. That if you wanted to sell your house, well, earlier this year would have been a better time. Because everyone's going to be in this panic now, in this panic mode. But try to remember not to panic, and then all will balance out. Like we had talked about in the live show about letting go of control, trying to control and steer things that you can't truly control, and just let things flow and let go of the panic, then things will flow much more smoothly. You won't create those blocks. It's all about energy and energy in motion, like Carrie talks about. Money is energy. I'm learning that myself. But there is a lot of changes coming, and I do feel eventually, it's not going to be right away, because there has been a lot of damage done, as Constance pointed out. But eventually, I do see the open borders, too. I see that. And I do see coming together through the chaos. And I do feel that eventually things will get better. You just have to hang in there, like Constance said.
Okay. And the final question I have, because I know we're very short for time, is this, is that if there is coming chaos, if there is, let's say, this mass awakening from cognitive dissonance, where people suddenly forced to realize a particular truth that they didn't want to look at. It happens in mass scale. And there is panic and there is fear on a worldwide scale. What are some of the basic things that a person can do to protect themselves and their families to kind of shield themselves from that mass panic, from that mass fear?
One thing that I have been taught, I was taught this years ago, and I taught it to you too, Ryan.
Yes.
And it's a basic visualization technique that I swear by. It has changed visions, truly, predictions and everything else. Envision yourself surrounded by an energized bubble of pink and green light. Pink and green are the colors of divine love and healing. And you surround yourself, surround your home, surround your family, surround your workplace, surround your coworkers, whatever you want to surround it with this energized bubble of pink and green light. And this energized bubble will not only protect you from absorbing any energies, but it'll actually deflect that harmful energy and it'll go out elsewhere. It won't be harming you. And I, like I said, I swear by this technique, where I'll give you an example. Many, many years ago, when I had first left my ex-husband, I knew that he was driving up here 8 hours just to cause trouble for me. And I told a coworker what was going on, and I was so scared. That's when she taught me that technique. So I did that, and 3 hours later, not a word of a lie, he was about 4 hours away. He hit a really bad snowstorm to the point where he couldn't see a foot in front of him. He had to turn around and went back home.
Yeah, good work, good work.
Yeah. So I swear by that. And so anybody wants to protect themselves from any kind of situation, to heal a situation, I recommend that highly.
I want to point out something to the listeners right now. That Miss Stiles taught me a very interesting lesson. And first of all, the virtues have taught me many lessons, and I'm always thankful for that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. But Miss Stiles, I was talking to her about how I was reacting, upset because of a certain thing. There was like an animal rights abuse or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that if you, commit to that anger, if you commit to that, extreme hostility and reaction to it, mm-hmm. your vibration will lower to that level. And if your vibration is lower at that level, you're susceptible to all the energies and frequencies that are occurring at that vibrational frequency level. And it made so much sense. So for those of you that are out there that are passionate and you see things in the world that you don't like, and it's a temptation to react in anger,
mm-hmm.
you could be thrusting yourself in a greater control, more dominant, be more susceptible to that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you walk away from it, you could be at a higher vibrational frequency. And I don't know if that resonates
with
you.
Oh, definitely.
It's extremely important for everyone to protect their energies during this chaos change period, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The pink and green bubble is fabulous. I'll tell you quite honestly, I never walk out my door in New York City without saran wrap on my belly. No kidding.
Mm.
It's actually an ancient technique, but they used silk and copper, but that would be a little uncomfortable. And I don't know if it's just a reminder, but somehow it keeps my energy in. There are too many people here, and everybody's willing to help themselves if you have any good energy going, and you have to keep it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is a very simple breathing technique. Emphasize the exhale. Everybody says, oh, take a deep breath. Well, if you exhale, a good breath comes automatically. And three exhales anywhere, anytime, changes your frequency, your energy level, and it's cheap and it's free. So,
And Ms. Carrie O'Connor, do you have any time-tested, proven techniques that you utilize to keep the dark away?
All the techniques, Ryan, that have been shared here. And one technique that I work with a lot, I always speak of the Sacred Heart. It literally is a place within the heart chakra that we're all working to get there. And when you're living in that place, you're living in the fifth dimensional energies. You can literally walk through. We had a fire next door. My boyfriend's house across the street. The whole house went on fire. It went very, very quickly. It was very dry in Connecticut, and they were worried about it going down the street. I put this energy shield up and made it invisible. The shamans call it the cloak of invisibility. And it's just, you become invisible to the lower energies or destruction energies. So we can do that by breath. I love the breath, the exhale. When I do that, I call it the God's breath, and my guide showed me this a long time ago. You take a breath in, and you get in that heart space, and you feel it, see it, sense it. Right? You use all your senses and really ground yourself. And then when you exhale, feel yourself stretching across the universes. And then when you inhale, I call it the God's breath, because when you start doing it, by the time you're number three, your energy is protected. To me, if I do an aerial view, it looks like a stellated dodecahedron or a disco ball, and allows you to reflect and radiate out your natural divine self and deflex for you to get hooked into lower energy, to keep it really simple. So there's tons of techniques. Doing something that we're happy with, joy, singing, laughter, all of that is a higher vibration, and it will bring in a form of protection. The biggest thing I say to people, and this includes myself, is just getting into a habit of doing it. And especially when we're tired and we get pulled in and our ex-husband calls and he wants to engage, you know? And I always say to people, too, that it's the name of the game. It's how fast can you get yourself to that breath, to that space of feeling, no matter what your outside circumstances is. It's like changing the channel, literally. You're rotating out of the third dimension, and it doesn't mean you've got a light ship comes by and picks you up. You're literally vibrating at a higher vibration, and it makes you invisible to the lower vibrations. There was the movie, Celestine Prophecy. Toward the end, they had the people holding circle. They were doing a mantra, holding love. They were invisible to the soldiers that were coming looking at them. And then when one of them lost, they got into mind and ego, all of a sudden the soldiers saw them. I loved that movie because it was literally a picture of how people see energy, what's really around us, and the technique of two or more gathered, how powerful we are. And when we stand in that sacred heart area, we are literally having a direct line and connection to the divine, our higher self, and we can rotate out of the reality. I've done this where I've not got speeding tickets down to not to saving my life, where I was not, you know, a victim of some violent crimes at times.
That's really great, Carrie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just want to take it to you, Ms. Lynn. By the way, real quick before we start, this will be the final one. You guys are so good. So thank you. Thank you so much. So I wanted to say real quick before we conclude, you've been on for two and a half hours with this, so I can't tell you how much we appreciate the extra time. 7 minutes turned into 21 minutes real quick. All right, so we'll do a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Miss Laura Lynn, you engage a lot of spirits on a regular basis, and then you've seen a lot of ghosts. I'm just curious to know some of the things that you've utilized to protect yourself, some of the techniques that you recommend to people to protect themselves, and also what happens when you burn sage. Do the ghosts all of a sudden say, and they just flip away? What is it about sage that makes them go away?
Well, that's all great questions. I'm called in on a lot of exorcisms. I do a lot of work with entities that are painfully abusive sometimes to people. And what in fact, I'm going to one this Sunday. It's outrageous what's happening. And a couple things that I do always is I do wear sigils. I really believe in symbols. I believe that what we find in our faith, if we wear that, the ABCs, awareness, belief, and courage, if we're aware of their power or aware of that there is a supreme energy around us, we believe in that and we have faith in that, and then we have the courage to step forward and do what we need to do to help our fellow man, you know, right there holds the power. Well, that right there is protection. And so what I do is I wear the seal of Solomon every time I go anywhere where I'm going to work with an entity. But I also work with Archangel Michael and do the bubble of light that Lisa so beautifully and eloquently explained. And I feel like the more that we express that truth of what we have around us, that the energy understands that we're not going to be soaked in with the fear, they can't take our energy. They can't utilize it. And the more that we do go through with the symbols and sigils and utilizing different things, preparations such as oils, the sage. You talked about the sage. The sage is the ionization. It actually puts out a negative vibration, which sounds odd, but it's putting out negative ions. And the exchange of the energy, what happens is it drastically shifts it to the point where the vibration of the spirit that is not welcome, it dissipates. It wants to go away. But it's very temporary measure. I find that Palo Santo is much stronger as far as longevity.
What is that? Is that something you burn?
They call it shaman wood, and basically what it is trees across the world that shamans pray over for a certain amount of days, that the vibration of the shamanic magic is in this wood, and it burns. It smells like cedar. It's beautiful. It's very aromatic. But I'll utilize the Palo Santo and the sage together, and it works really miraculous to cleanse a home and to cleanse entities. They escape, and then I'll seal the whole area with salt and directional work for direction work, and then do place the sigils all across the seals of the homes.
I think I need you to send me some of that stuff.
I got a bucket load of that stuff. I love it.
Right. And though I don't have the gifts of the virtues, I'm going to quickly share with the audience just a couple of quick things that I've utilized. I think I may have gotten some of these from you guys. Advice. First one is garlic. I put garlic in my pocket, and it seems to pretty much everyone is annoying, kind of walks away.
Seriously, it's not
even
the smell of you.
It's not really a smell. It's in tinfoil. I told people who've dealt with annoying people, say wrap garlic in tinfoil. For some reason, it drives people away. Also, I think there are many stones that you can utilize that have a higher vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. You keep on you, and they kind of keep you at bay. Our beloved old mentor, teacher Stuart Wilde, was a big fan of lavender oil.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, yes. You use fennel lavender. Also, if you go on YouTube, there are a lot of frequencies that you can listen to. My understanding is that this one frequency called the Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri Mantra, when you listen to it, it's got a very high frequency that your spirit kind of latches onto it. Also, if you're not near a computer, you don't have garlic, you can always eat a couple burritos. That tends to keep people all far away from you.
Yeah, I don't understand why, but...
all the angels are annoying me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys so much for being with us, ladies. And we'll start by saying thank you so much, Ms. Constance Stellis, the astrophenom.
Mm-hmm.
So to learn more about Ms. Constance Stellis, go to our website at constancestellis.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Angel Reader Laura Lynn. And you can learn more about Ms. Lynn by going to her website at angelreader.net. And we can learn more about Ms. Lisa Kaza, globally respected psychic medium, Ms. Lisa Kaza, and upcoming author, Ms. Lisa Kaza, by going to her website at lisakaza.com. And we can learn more about globally respected psychic medium and ass-kicking, globally respected psychic medium, Ms. Carrie O'Connor, by going to her website at carrieoconnor.com. Thank you all for listening. And learn more about the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show, go to our website at outerlimitsradio.com.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can seem intense, like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.